Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, We Serve a Merciful God, based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 60 to 63. Now let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with thee in the days of thy youth, and I will establish unto thee an everlasting covenant. Then thou shalt remember thy ways and be ashamed, when thou shalt receive thy sisters, thine elder and thy younger. And I will give them unto thee for daughters, but not by thy covenant. And I will establish my covenant with thee, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, that thou mayest remember and be confounded, and never open thy mouth any more because of thy shame, when I am pacified towards thee for all that thou hast done, saith the Lord. We serve a wonderful and merciful Father who does not want any of us to perish. We serve a merciful God who wants all of us to repent of our transgressions so that he can forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And although iniquity abounds in our lives, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Although we stray away from God, his mercies endure forever. You see, my friend, God is not like us human beings. He does not hold grudges. God does not malice his children because they have been disobedient. God's love is not conditional. We serve a God who wants to save all of us from our sins. And therefore, no matter how far we have wandered from the Lord, if we repent and confess our sins, God will draw us back into the fold of safety and give us a crown of righteousness. When we read Ezekiel chapter 16, we see that the mercy of God is extended to the children of Israel. Although God's people were full of iniquity, God never forgot the covenant that he made with them. Although God allowed them to be taken into captivity as a means of bringing into sharp focus the state of their apostasy, God continued to do everything in his power to draw them back into a covenant relationship with him. And God is doing everything in his power to protect his children from repeating the consequences or getting the same consequences of the actions as their parents. We just read in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 60 to 63, what the word of the Lord said as it relates to his covenant with them. Matthew Henry, in commenting on this passage of scripture, he made the following statement, and I quote, "Here in the close of the chapter, after a most shameful conviction of sin and a most dreadful denunciation of judgment, mercy is remembered, mercy is reserved for those who shall come after. But these closing verses are, without a doubt, a precious promise which was in part fulfilled at the return of the penitent and reformed Jews out of Babylon, but was to have its full accomplishment in gospel times and in that repentance and that remission of sins, which should then be preached with success to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." Now observe. One, whence this mercy should take rise from God himself and is remembering his covenant with them. Verse 60. "Nevertheless, though they had been so provoking, and God had been provoked to such a degree that one would think they could never be reconciled again, yet I remember my covenant with thee, that covenant which I made with thee in the days of thy youth, and will revive it again. Though thou hast broken the covenant, I will remember it, and it shall flourish again." See how much it is in our comfort an advantage that God is pleased to deal with us in a covenant way. For thus the mercies of it came to be sure mercies and everlasting. And while this root stands firmly in the ground, there's hope of the tree, though it be cut down, that through the scent of water it will bud again. We do not find that they put him in mind of the covenant. He remembers it as he had promised. Then will I remember my covenant and remember that land. He that bids us to be ever mindful of the covenant, no doubt will himself be ever mindful of it, the words which he commanded to 1,000 generations. 2. How they should be prepared and qualified for this mercy. Verse 61. Thou shalt remember thy ways, thy evil ways. God will put thee in mind of them, will set them in order before thee, that thou mayest be ashamed of them. Note, God's good work in us commences and keeps pace with his goodwill towards us. When he remembers his covenant for us, that he may not remember our sins against us, he puts us upon remembering our sins against ourselves. And be brought to remember our ways, how crooked and perverse they have been, and how we have walked contrary to God in them, we cannot but be ashamed. And when we are so, we are best prepared to receive the honor and comfort of a sealed pardon and a settled peace. End of quote. I pray that we will continue to listen to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit and allow him to take full control of every single area of our lives. This is the only way that we are going to benefit from the mercy of God, especially when we yield to the temptations of Satan. Let us pray. Father, thank you for reminding us that your mercies endure forever. No matter what we have done, your mercies are still there, new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Father, please help us not to put ourselves in a position where your mercy cannot reach us, where we cannot benefit from your mercy. Help us, Lord, to be placed in a position where you can clean us up and make your mercies effective in our lives, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.